I don't know how many of you out there consider yourselves audiophiles. I never even heard the word audiophile until about a couple of years ago. And I never really considered myself that much of a snob about the getting the best audio quality, getting the best headphones and all that kind of shit. Until I started listening to podcasts. And I listened to a nice variety of podcasts. And one thing I noticed is that you can easily... It becomes very obvious that people who have their podcasting shit together and the ones who don't. You know, you listen to some of these ones and it's like... It's just two guys in a room with crappy microphones, maybe headset microphones, and you're hearing all this background noise and a constant hiss, and everything just sounds garbled. And then you listen to some podcasts where you can tell they actually have people working on it, like not just some guy, but they actually have people. Someone's working a mixer, and they got all these. All the cool hardware stuff, the mixer, the compressor limiter gate, and all that cool stuff. I'm trying to see if I can get the same effect through GarageBand's compressor settings and messing around with the equalizer. I don't know about you, but I listened to the last podcast, and when the music first kicks in, it really hurt my ears. I mean, I had headphones on, and it really kind of hurt my ears. Like, wow, this is way too loud. I think the technical term would be hot. The sound's coming in way too hot. So I've been playing around, just trying to get. I want to get those settings so that. I want to get those compressor settings so that, you know, even if I scream my head off, it's not going to hurt your ears. You know. And I'm curious to see if I can do that with just the GarageBand compressor settings. Deep down, I don't think so. I don't think I can get the quality that I'm shooting for. I'm shooting for, you know, radio broadcast quality. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to just plunk down the cash, get a better microphone. The microphone I'm using right now is a Rode Podcaster. It's a pretty good microphone, but I might need to get the Heil PR40 is the one I always hear people write, you know, just rave about. And get a mixer and a compressor, a limiter gate, and all that kind of fun stuff. And get all the... And that stuff I do plan on getting in the future. But until I have... It's actually mostly a problem of space. I'm doing this in my bedroom. I really don't have a lot of room for more hardware and equipment to be thrown in here. It'd be great if I could just do it with what I got in GarageBand. So this has been kind of a like a test. Let me know if you guys think this particular recording sounds better than the one that that preceded it. And I'm gonna keep playing around with it. It's gonna be. I mean, unfortunately, I don't understand all the stuff about. I'm kind of learning about compressor settings, about attack and gain threshold and. Ratio, and I'm getting the concepts, but as far as like nailing down the exact sound that I want, it's all just trial and error. I think to myself, you know, one of these days I may just get all the equipment and just hire someone to come in and say, okay, make me sound good with what I have in front of me, you know. I'm thinking that's and that's the kind of philosophy I kind of have to do with my webcomic too. Is I need to hire a web designer one of these days and say, "You see my website? Make it look good. Website no look good. You make look good. Me pay you." Well, that's all I got. Talk to you guys later.